On this week's Trivia Night, brothers don't shake hands, brothers got a podcast. It's Famous Brothers Trivia. That's two for flinching, trivia heads, because I'm going to tell Mom on another brand new episode of Trivia Night, known the whole world over as the podcast of brotherly love. I am your host, Philip Tricky, and I'm coming to you from Trivia Night World Headquarters in Dayton, Ohio, home of Kim and Kelly Deal of the rock band The Breeders. You know, we got love for sisters here in Dayton, too. We are diving into CrowdPurse Trivia Game of the Week, which we pull from our extensive library of games that we update every week, be it Step Brothers, Blood Brothers, Brothers from Another Mother, or even the comedy stylings of the Smothers Brothers. We have got you covered. Stick around and find out how to get started for free. Last week's bonus question: what 1980s John Hughes comedy co-stars a young Robert Downey Jr.? Well, he was in Weird Science. Tucked in there amongst the plastic tubes and pots and pans and bits and pieces and magic from my hand. Speaking of magic, nothing is quite as magical as a holiday. So in honor of this week's National Siblings Day, I want to know, how deep does your knowledge go when it comes to famous brothers? 10 questions, 10 answers. The last one to the table is a rotten egg, and I will tell Mom if you don't let me participate. Can you tell I'm the youngest brother? Let's play! Oh, brother. Let's start things off nice and family-friendly-like with question 1. What beloved pop punk band did identical twins Joel and Benji Madden form in 1995? Was it A, Yellow Card, B, Simple Plan, C, Sum 41, or D, Good Charlotte? Which of these pop punk bands did Joel and Benji Madden start in 1995? The correct answer is D. It's Good Charlotte. Joel and Benji Madden were 16 years old when they started Good Charlotte in 1995. Keep it going here with question 2. In what professional sport did announcer brothers John and Patrick McEnroe find fame in the 1970s and 80s? Was it A, baseball, B, tennis, C, football, or D, soccer? In which of these sports did John and Patrick McEnroe get famous in the 1970s and 80s? The correct answer is B, tennis.
You have got to be kidding me!
Everybody knows that famous screamer John McEnroe and his brother Patrick both gained fame on the tennis court in the 1970s. Heading back to the world of music for question 3, and question 3 is also going to be a fill-in-the-blank. I'm not giving you any answer options, so if your brother's available, maybe he can give you the answer to this. Fill-in-the-blank question 3. Brothers Liam and Blank Gallagher led UK rock band Oasis to massive global success in the 1990s. Your question again. Brothers Liam and Blank Gallagher led UK rock band Oasis to massive global success in the 1990s. I'm looking for the name of Liam Gallagher's brother from the rock band Oasis. And the correct answer is Noel. Liam and Noel Gallagher led the UK rock band Oasis to platinum success in the 1990s. But they never could seem to get along all that well. Hopefully you're getting along yourself, and let's keep getting along with question 4. Who voices Princess Peach in the 2023 animated hit The Super Mario Brothers Movie? Was it A, Anya Taylor-Joy, B, Florence Pugh, C, Sydney Sweeney, or D, Jennifer Lawrence? Which of these popular actresses voices Princess Peach in the Super Mario Brothers Movie? The correct answer is A. It's Anya Taylor-Joy. You might know her from her 5 seconds of screen time in the movie Dune 2. Now it's time for some sports with question 5. What baseball team fielded Major League sluggers Jose Canseco and Mark McGwire, a.k.a. the Bash Brothers? Was it A, Oakland Athletics, B, Houston Astros, C, Pittsburgh Pirates, or D, the Detroit Tigers? Which of these teams fielded the Bash Brothers in the 1980s? The correct answer is A. These boys came straight from the Oak Town, Oakland Athletics. They were teammates on the Oakland Athletics for 7 seasons, just ripping home runs and earning themselves the title of Bash Brothers. And we will just leave their story at that. We don't need to dig any deeper into the saga of Jose Canseco and Mark McGwire. Shh. They were perfectly fine from then on out. Question 6. What real-life siblings play piano-playing brothers in the 1989 romantic drama The Fabulous Baker Boys? Is it A, Jim and John Belushi, B, Jeff and Beau Bridges, C, Alec and William Baldwin, or D, Charlie Sheen and Emilio Estevez? Which of these real-life brothers play the piano-playing brothers in The Fabulous Baker Boys? The correct answer is B. It's Jeff and Beau Bridges. They play the titular Fabulous Baker Boys opposite a smoking Michelle Pfeiffer in 1989's The Fabulous Baker Boys. Keeping it chugging right along here with question 7. In what U.S. state did Orville and Wilbur Wright open a bicycle shop 10 years before building the first airplane? Is it A, North Carolina, B, Ohio, C, Indiana, or D, Missouri? Where did the Wright brothers open up their first bicycle shop before they built the first airplane? The correct answer is B. Let me hear you say it. Ohio! It's Ohio. In fact, right here in Dayton, Ohio. We do stuff too, man. We invented everything. We're like that bowler. Whatever it is you think you are, I am. That's Dayton, Ohio, baby. I got a little pride in my adopted hometown. Let's keep the trash talk going here with question 8. What legendary WWE wrestling tag team featured brothers-in-law Brett and Jim? Was it A, the Rockers, B, the British Bulldogs, C, the Hart Foundation, or D, the Road Warriors? Which of these beloved WWE tag teams was comprised of brothers-in-law Brett and Jim? The correct answer is C. It was, of course, the Hart Foundation. Brett the Hitman Hart and his brother-in-law Jim Neidhart formed the Hart Foundation in the 1980s. Question 9. What other Wilson brother has appeared alongside Owen and Luke in several Wes Anderson films? Is it A, Alex, B, Aaron, C, Adam, or D, Andrew? I'm looking for the name of the third Wilson brother to go along with Owen and Luke Wilson. And the correct answer is D. It's Andrew Wilson. He's their older brother, but he's definitely not as famous. But he appears alongside Owen and Luke in Bottle Rocket, Rushmore, and the Royal Tenenbaums. Before we get to the last question, do you have an upcoming meeting or event you want to elevate to the next level? You, yes you, can host your own trivia game just like this with CrowdPer. We've got nearly 1,700 original trivia games in our library, just perfect for dressing up a drab demonstration. Don't see the topic you want? Write your own original trivia game on any topic you like. Get an assist from CrowdPer's AI Trivia Builder, and brother, you got yourself a brand new game with just a click. Players join in on their devices, either in person or virtually, and you kick back and relax as they vie for a spot atop our real-time rankings leaderboard. And the free forever basic plan gets you up and running in a flash. So add some fun to your next live, virtual, or hybrid event with CrowdPer. To my older brothers, Matthew and Eric, I swear to God I'm gonna tell Mom if you don't knock it off. It's question 10. What influential new wave band did brothers Mark and Bob Mothersbaugh start in 1973? Is it A, Sparks, B, Oingo Boingo, C, Devo, or D, New Order? Which of these new wave bands was started by Mark and Bob Mothersbaugh in the 1970s? The correct answer is C. Crack that whip. It's Devo. In fact, Devo was started by two sets of brothers, Mark and Bob Mothersbaugh and Gerald and Bob Casales. And Mark Mothersbaugh has gone on to be quite the film score composer. Did a lot of the Wes Anderson movies. You know, we talked about that guy earlier. To paraphrase the legendary troubadour Neil Diamond, trivia ain't heavy, trivia's my brother. That is our show for the week. Please, please, please do me a favor. Rate and review this show on Apple, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. Connect with our social media on Instagram and Twitter. We are at CrowdPur, where you'll find daily updates, new trivia questions, and a whole lot more. And check out our podcast page for this week's bonus question. Lastly, do check out CrowdPur.com to create and host your own live trivia show just like this. Thank you so much for listening and playing. My name is Philip Trickey, and join us right here next week for another brand new episode of Trivia Night.